Mike O'Neill is an expert on English language teaching. He believes that instead of being afraid of committing errors when speaking another language, we should see mistakes as a positive opportunity to discover new things or remember something we might have forgotten. This adventurous spirit is reflected in his own life. Originally from Liverpool in the north of England, after graduating and doing a postgraduate certificate in education, he began teaching in a state secondary school in Rotherham, South Yorkshire. He then went abroad, where he worked as a travel courier in Greece and Spain before joining the British Council in Barcelona, where he has worked for many years as a teacher, teacher trainer, and ICT coordinator. As many Speak Up readers contact us with language questions, we thought we would ask Mike, who has over 25 years' experience in the classroom, to give us some general advice. He began by reflecting on which aspects of English are hardest for learners.
The use of the definite article, when to use it, when not to use it, forming certain tenses, the conditional tense, and differences between the present perfect and simple past tense, for instance, and then prepositions and the big horror, phrasal verbs. Because I tell my students, I said, look, English grammar, basic English grammar is very, very easy compared to Italian grammar or German grammar, Spanish or Catalan grammar, much simpler. And they more or less they accept that grudgingly. But then they say, what about prepositions? What about phrasal verbs and pronunciation? These are three areas where you say, okay, you've got a point. They're not easy at all.
Phrasal verbs are notoriously tricky, but they are essential to master if you want your English to sound natural. So what approach does Mike suggest for learning phrasal verbs?
Students often ask me, can you give us a list of 100, 150, 200 phrasal verbs to study and learn? I say, nope. It's not that I can't give you one, but I'm not going to. And they seem put out by that. And I say, because I don't think there's any way you can possibly learn them like that by rote learning. You can only learn them one by one when they appear, when you hear a native speaker use them or when you see them in a written text and you acquire them. That process is going to take some time, but it starts very, very slowly.
Having taught hundreds of students over the years, Mike offers expert advice on what makes for a successful language learning experience.
To be adventurous is one thing. Be adventurous. Don't worry about making mistakes, because I think that holds back an awful lot of students, and they're so nervous and they don't want to sound ridiculous and they want to get it right. Sometimes we have people who might be brilliant in their own careers. Their English is perhaps a little bit shaky and they're very nervous about it and they want to have everything 100% correct. And I tell them, well, that's not going to happen in the first instance. With practice, you will definitely get better and you will iron out your mistakes and your English will be more fluent and more confident. But confidence is the key thing there, you know, and don't worry about getting things wrong. People are not going to laugh at you. They will try and help you. So be adventurous. Don't worry about making mistakes, because everybody does.
And he points out, we are not so self-critical when it comes to our own language. So why be so in another?
In our own language, we make mistakes. And we start a sentence with one idea in our heads and halfway through the sentence we wonder where we were going with that sentence and we change it halfway through. So we get things wrong in our own language even. So they shouldn't worry about that.
Mike says that he knows from experience just how useful audiovisual resources can be.
Another thing I think it's extremely important is to listen. To be able to speak well, you have to listen well and carefully. And how do you listen? Listening to native speakers, listening to English audio and video and written language, and to listen to people speaking. Listen carefully. What are they saying? What are they using? What intonation do they use? And if they listen to that carefully and just imitate the model, then that's a huge step towards making a significant improvement in their English.